Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting Tuesday, May 10th, 2020, and at 6:04 p.m. The first item of business is establish a quorum. Scott?
Okay. Dave Stewart?
Present.
Thomas Holman?
Present.
Randy Hayes? Roger Haynes?
Here.
Doug Fabian?
Here.
Randy Fogel? Howard Kitchen?
Here.
George Kramer?
Is here.
And Devin Huff?
Here.
Do you have a quorum?
Thank you, Scott. Would you please give an explanation of meeting procedures?
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone to the May 10th, 2022 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, as Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at this public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote. And you may leave after your application or hearing has been heard.
Thank you, Scott. First item of business is the review and action of the April 11th, 2022 meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections? Hearing none. Anyone open to make a motion?
Move to approve the amendments as presented.
Have a motion to approve the minutes as presented. Do we have a second?
Second.
Have a motion and second. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Minutes stand approved. We're now going to move to the public hearing and final vote. But before we do that, do we have a consideration for limitation on time?
I'll make a motion to limit it to 4 minutes, not including the applicant of speaking.
We have a motion to limit to 4 minutes, less the applicant. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. So we'll move on to public hearing and final vote. First one is 22-009, which is a rezone. And then we also have, with the same application, a conditional use permit. So we'll have two separate votes on this one application that we're combining.
Okay, Scott? So you have RZ 22-009 and CUP 22-019. Benjamin Gimlin is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezoning request of one parcel, which is number 20-3.0-07-004-001-006.001, located at 1140 Ridgedale Road. The existing property is zoned A1 agricultural. The rezoning request is for C2 General Commercial District for the ability to construct a gallery with a retail sales on the parcel. So your applicant, Benjamin Gimlin, is also seeking a conditional use permit for a single-family residence located on the second story of the proposed gallery to live in. The property is currently zoned A1 agricultural, but if rezoned to C2, the residence would require conditional use approval. If they came in for a residential permit today, that would be issued if they met the setbacks and had a septic permit. So that permit would only be activated if the follow-through of the rezone is finalized with the County Commission. So as per the Taney County's assessor's information, Property is 2 acres in size, is lot number 2 located in the Crockett Acres subdivision. Currently, there are no structures on the property. The property is served or will be served by private well for water. We'll have an on-site septic system for wastewater. So the four-lane highway is Highway 65. This is the junction of 86 and 65. This is the roundout that goes to the top of the rock or down 86 Highway to the west. South is Ridgedale Road. I've got the parcel highlighted. Everybody knows where we're at. Here's our zoning layer. Of course, the white's A1. Green is C2. Red's NR1, and then the yellow is R1. And this is the road right-of-way. So here's just a picture of the minor subdivision, the Crockett Acres, Lot 1 and 2. Zoom in on the parcel. So again, single-family residence would require a conditional use approval, which you're going to decide tonight, only if it's rezoned to the C2. So a conditional use residential permit in C2, your zoning regulations 19.040 has these conditions. So your requirements and limitations regarding this conditional use permit would be based on the following conditions. One is size of the structure, amount of traffic generated, number of employees associated with the use. Two would be impact of the use on the character of the surrounding properties. Three would be impact of the use on surrounding natural environment. Four, operating hours of proposed use. And five, any other conditions deemed necessary by the Planning Commission. So here's a photo across Ridgedale Road looking west. And then I just turned a little bit to the northwest and took a photo. And then I turned straight north. Right here you can see the roundout, and this is the convenience store just outside of the roundout. And then as I always usually do, I'll take a picture to the south just to show you what the highway looks like. There's a copy they presented, and I believe it was in your packet of the proposed structure. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Hello. My name's Julie Gimlin, and I'm here tonight representing my son. If I freeze up on you, I have a nerve in my neck that's pinched, so if you see me grip my teeth and freeze, don't take it personal. As Scott stated tonight, we're looking to rezone this parcel from A1 to C2 and get a conditional use permit for a single-family residence to be located above the gallery. As required by the zoning ordinance, the gallery will be the primary use for the majority of the square footage of the structure. The parcel's suitability for commercial use is supported by the following information. First, the parcel's physical characteristics currently meet the requirements of size, highway frontage, and adequate roadway. All site utilities are either already on site or approved for their ability to support the proposed uses, including sanitary sewer, water, stormwater, and electric. Second, the property adjacent to Ben's north and west property lines has already been rezoned from A1 to C2. The A1 tract directly to our south is Ben's parent tract, and they are in support of our rezoning request. The property creates, the parent tract will create a 6.5-acre buffer between Ben and the next A1 property to the south. Across the street, the properties within 600 feet include the entrance to the world-class resorts, a church, a convenience store with gas station, a car wash, and a commercial structure owned by the college. We feel this is of high importance to show that the immediate area is currently supporting all commercial and high-density uses, except for to the south, which is the A1 tract, but they are in support of our rezoning. Ben is proposing a very low-impact use, even though his business will require C2 zoning due to its square footage. The rustic lodge-type gallery with its post and beam finishes should group well with the agriculture and commercial zoned properties surrounding his parcel. The design of the structure will complement the other rustic designs that make this area unique. In addition to grouping well with the surrounding uses, the gallery will uphold the family-friendly tradition of the businesses in this area. The business plan for the gallery includes rotating fresh and different collections of interest for families to learn about and enjoy. An example of collections that will be shown will include arrowheads and Western art. Environmentally, along with this low-density use, he is proposing to utilize best management practices concerning the stormwater management and water quality. Finally, Ben's parcel is served by a signalized intersection on State Highway 65, and the roundabout is designed to safely and efficiently distribute traffic to the entrance of the world-class resort to the north and west, as well as to Ben's parcel just 500 feet south of the cul-de-sac, or the roundabout, I'm sorry. All of these facts combine to support the suitability of Ben's parcel to be rezoned to the C2 designation. The tract is small, but it meets the requirements to fulfill his dream to own his own business. He's very excited about becoming a member of this community. Thank you for considering this rezoning and CUP request. Are there any questions?
Any questions? That was a very detailed presentation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have anyone in the audience that signed up to speak on behalf of this application? For the application?
Yes.
Would you like to come on up?
Pat Crockett, thank you. We are the neighbors directly to the south, and we are for this.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone signed up to speak in opposition of this application? Seeing none. Just for everyone's benefit, what happens here for a rezone is that we will take a vote on a recommendation to approve or deny and send it to the Taney County Commission, which actually will meet on May 23rd at 9 a.m. So this is purely a vote up or down for a recommendation to approve or to deny to the Taney County Commission. So with that, ma'am, you want to come back up? Or both of you? You got anything to add?
I don't have nothing to add.
Okay. She did good. So seems like a pretty straightforward application with good backup. Any specific questions?
I'm just curious how big it's going to be.
The building?
Yeah.
Do you know the proposed square footage?
We're thinking the square footage is going to be around 6,000 square feet, and the residents above it around 2,500.
Any other questions? Again, we're going to have two motions that we'll need to make on this one. Anyone up to making a motion for or against? And I'll have to read a specific one once we get a motion and a second.